The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, 7:05 in the morning today, May the 19th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Linda's on assignment. It's Tuesday. She's on assignment Tuesday today, but I've got Bad Bob here.
And good morning, Carl. Scattered.
Which is a lot like having Linda here. In many ways, you're always here, you're always ready, you're always prepared.
I was.
You can always let me interrupt you when you're doing the news, like Linda interrupts me.
Scat.
It's kind of like being all family together.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Scattered showers today. Thunderstorms, lots possible before noon. Afternoon. High will be near 76 degrees, and that's going to continue throughout tonight. Low will be around 58 degrees, and then tomorrow... tapering off, chance of showers. Temperatures move up into the mid-70s. Right now in Reading, we do have 61 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business where they give veteran and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Remember, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Chuck Kinney's going to be on here in a week or so when he comes back, but he was awarded that very prestigious Small Business Man of the Year award by the state of California, one of three small businesses in the state of California because of his actions in hiring veterans for his business. A great idea. Something whose time has come. So good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bob. So, you know, you were gone for a few days last week up to, what did you call it? God's country?
Well, it is a beautiful area, yes.
And we're not going to say exactly where it is because Bob wants to keep it a secret, so we won't mention that it was Coos Bay. But you say it's really a nice place up there.
It is. Good, friendly people, and watching the boat traffic was fun. It's an active fishing port, not as active, of course, as it used to be, but still a lot of comings and goings of some very fine vessels, and we enjoyed it. And we were out at Cape Arago there by the lighthouse, and the view was nothing short of spectacular.
That's cool. You know what? I'm glad that, you know, when you were talking to me, you called back that one day, and you talked to me about it. It was obvious that both of you were very happy. So, good. I'm glad that there's, you know, there's, when you run into a place where people are cool and nice and they, you know, it kind of gives the city a face. And that's kind of what I've always thought about Reading. And one of the things that are happening in Reading is, and Linda's involved with this in a way, is that there's a woman who is homeless, but she's got big dreams. She's a singer, and she is going to have an audition tape sent to The Voice. Now, Linda thinks The Voice is probably the best show as far as talent on TV, much better than American Idol, whom she says it's time for that to go away. Dancing with the Stars was great, too. I'm going to talk about Dancing with the Stars for a second, too. But this lady named Christina Peoples is going on the stage Wednesday at the Reading Civic Auditorium, and they're giving her the stage, and they're going to do the lighting and everything. And then a gent who has been very, very helpful to the homeless here in town by the name of Nigel Skeet, the photographer who's doing that rock star, you know, the homeless rock star. Anyway, she's going to be there at 11:30 on Wednesday at the Civic Auditorium. And per the show's rules, the applicants must perform, you know, songs and all this. People is going to be taped while she's doing this. And if they can have, you know, people there to cheer her on, that's going to be great. I think Linda's planning on going to that, in fact. The second thing, I don't usually get into Dancing with the Stars or The Voice. But there's a guy named Noah that's on Dancing with the Stars who epitomizes the term courage. A former soldier, wounded severely, and I believe in Iraq, lost his left arm at the above the elbow, well above the elbow, and his left leg above the knee, plus other injuries. He came back and he said, you know, he said, when he finally got out of the hospital, he crawled into a bottle for a while, and then he realized he had his kids and he had much more to live for, and so he started building himself back up and started to make something of himself. Well, here he is. He's got one leg, one arm, and they asked him to be on Dancing with the Stars. Mm. Now, before you laugh about this, one-legged, one-armed guy, the woman who is his professional partner, I think her name is Shayna, and she's a New Zealander, I think, or an Australian. Let me tell you what, she completely changed my mindset on something like this as being somewhat shallow and, they're out there dancing. You have, the celebrities. I mean, it's been on this is like their 20th season. So it's kind of like, how many celebrities are left? I mean, they're dragging in the girl that was doing the Carl's Jr. burgers. Right, and the only thing she had going for her was her figure, and they did that, and they pointed that out. She didn't last very long, anyway. But this young man Noah has captured just I think the heart of America, his courage for going out and dancing. But she, as she said, I had to change my whole method of of choreography, and. She said his courage is incredible, and the judges don't know how to judge it. One of the judges says, I also have to change. She says, I have to change on how I grade. Well, they go through all these mechanics for all these weeks, and people are voted off, and then, America votes for their favorites, and then the judges use their scores, and blah, 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 right? Last night was the finals. He's in the finals.
I'll be darned.
He's in the finals. Now, he's just a personable young man, but he has built himself up. So he is also a model. If you can believe this, but I mean, he's got the 12 pack. He's extremely strong on his right side. Of course, his left side is gone. And he asked his girlfriend to marry him while he's on the show. She's in the army. It's just an incredible example of courage that this young man shows. And he also shows is even if you're disabled, and this is where I want people to look at, is that they look at veterans and they say, oh, I'm sorry, gosh, he's lost his leg, he's lost his arm. Yes, he did, or she did, but they did it in the defense of this country. It doesn't mean they can't do things. It doesn't mean they can't go out and hunt and fish because they do. That doesn't mean they can't work with their brains and their, if they've lost their legs with their hands and all of these things. And what he epitomizes is that courage of those wounded veterans. 2 years ago, they had a young man whose face was scarred horribly from an IED blast from the Army. He won. He won Dancing with the Stars, but he had all of his limbs. And he just danced very well. Noah does moves that portray his strength. Like he holds the girl up over his head. Now, why am I talking about this? It's because tonight is the night they're going to crown the best dancer. I don't know if Noah's going to make it, but frankly, he won. He won the very first day, the first minute he stepped out on the stage in front of millions of people with a leg, as he puts it, if I move it the wrong way, this comes off. Not like, they had a girl last year who lost her legs below the knees, and she could put her prosthetics on, but still could walk and jump and dance and all that. He, if he moves the wrong way, the leg pops off. He has never given up. He has never faltered. He has never, ever felt sorry for himself. And this, my friends, is the epitome of a veteran. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels, and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction. We cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Reading. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you, Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. It's 7:20 in the morning, 61 degrees out there. We may have thunder showers. And today on Tuesday, May the 19th, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for over 3 years in a row. And their cardiac unit is in the top 50. And why do they how do they do this? Not just by treating the body, but by treating people well. They believe they can change their lives. And they do. Shasta Regional Medical Center just celebrated its 70th anniversary here last week. Okay, I'm here with Matt Morgan. And Matt is dancing with the stars, and introduce your partner here.
Good morning. I also have Lisa Marie Woody, who is founder of JAMA Inc., which is a nonprofit dance studio. And I'm just so thankful to get paired up with her because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Okay, Lisa Marie, we were just talking about dance. I was just talking about Dance with the Stars and the Veteran, and then talking about it to you at the break. Is it? What do you do when you first meet your partner?
Well, when I first met Matt, my first question to him was actually, what sort of athletics was he in? There's a lot about dance that relates to different types of sports.
Uh-huh.
And so I was hoping he was going to tell me he had played tennis or basketball or soccer and was very agile. But Matt told me that he's into motocross. So we had a little bit of a challenge, but thankfully Matt's actually great. He's doing very, very well.
Does that mean he vibrates when he's dancing? Like motocross does.
No, but he does have a lot of upper body strength, which is a great asset when you're working with a partner.
Does he lift you up in the air and twirl you?
He does.
Wow. Doing lifts on Dancing with the Stars.
We will be doing quite a few.
Okay. Now, Matt, tell us what you do.
I am the owner of Optimize Worldwide. We're an online marketing company. We have 10 employees, and we basically help businesses through web design and advertising, social media. You know, the technology world's been changing, and so we can help companies grow through our services.
I know you do a lot of work for downtown businesses and, well, businesses from all over here. And a lot of it is you're just out there to help. So we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. How did you get into Dancing with the Stars? Which one corralled you?
Well, actually, the story goes like this. Earlier in the year, I was awarded 20 under 40 emerging leader. And alongside with my buddy Rocky Slaughter, and he said to me, how are we going to win this award again next year? And I go, you know, if we just continue to contribute to the community, we'll be a magnet for opportunities. And not only, gosh, 2 days later, I get a call from Christy at One Safe Place, and I go, there's the calling. So I said yes.
Well, I've done this too. I danced, what was it, 5 years ago? Something like that.
I heard you won.
I did. I won the
congrats.
I won the dancing part. I didn't win the money part of it. You know, that's a hard thing, and that's one of the reasons for having all the Dancing with the Star candidates in here. The idea is to raise money for One Safe Place. And how are you doing this? Are you doing different? Are you doing a kind of a technological kind of thing?
I am taking the technological approach. By the nature of our company, I did build a website where I make it as easy as possible to donate. We have a Facebook page. My strategy is avoiding as many events as possible and just flat out asking people for large checks.
Wow, you should be running for office too. So you're going to be running? Yeah, going to be running for city council next year?
Not next year, but it is one of the items that I'm interested in. Give me a few years; I've got a lot to learn, but there's certainly some interest there.
Well, you don't have to have a lot of knowledge to run for city council, as we've proven in the past. Okay. Lisa, how long have you been dancing?
Over 30 years.
Over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Bob and I are both looking at you and thinking, you started what, when you were in diapers?
I started when I was crawling. Yeah, crawling, I was two and a half years old when I started.
Okay. And we're readjusting microphones right here. You have a quiet voice, so we're just trying to get that in there. So you've been dancing for over 30 years, and mm-hmm. when did you start? What exactly is it? JAMA?
JAMA. It's an acronym for Joining Art, Music, and Athletics, and it is a nonprofit dance organization, actually performing arts organization, where we give scholarships to youth to dance pretty much for free, but in turn they must volunteer and give back to their community. So
wow.
We put on benefits a couple times a year. We have one coming up here on June 5th and 6th where we're holding a benefit show at Reading School of the Arts for Another Chance Animal Welfare League. So all of our proceeds from every show we do goes to another charity. It's I'm teaching the kids the pay it forward system.
Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So how do you like – so do you think he's Matt's got the possibilities there to just run the table?
I think so. I think we have a good chance at not only winning the money award, winning the overall grand championship, but possibly the judges and people's choice, too.
That's right. There's three different ways of doing it this year. And that was after, you know, all the after actions of the others, is that, you know, some people roll in and they've got a money committee or a money source behind them that is just, you're not going to touch it. And then you've got that night, though, that they use that, they add that on to it. So why not make it that night? A lot of people haven't, you know, haven't spent a cent but come to this, can then put who they really like into a jar there just by buying tickets. And that could, you could theoretically have three different winners that night, which indeed is just all winner, which means one big winner for one safe place.
Right.
Which is Broken Ground and is building as we speak. Now, how do they get to your website?
We have a website called letsdance2015.com.
Okay, and then you just can go in there and pledge certain amounts of money, or do you have, you take like credit cards?
We've got all sorts of stuff on there. So if you want to have a laugh, you can go to the website and you can see some of the latest videos of me trying to dance and watch our progress. It is getting better. We also have a list of our sponsorships on there where we're thanking them for their generous donations. And we have a donate button on there. Make it really easy to donate via PayPal, or you can just call and mail me a check. Mail it to Mail One Safe Place, whatever it takes. The ultimate goal is to get it to One Safe
Place.
Call
Matt, and he'll stop by your store and pick it up, right?
I will. Oh, and you know, I offer, you get a little bonus here. You get a photo with Matt Morgan if you donate, and I share it on Facebook. How about that?
Well, you know what, Matt? Nobody's taken to that part yet. Okay. Lisa.
Yes.
Okay. What are the dances you're going to do, or are these secret?
Well, I can give you hints.
Okay.
Okay. One of them is going to be a little bit bluesy in nature. So if you like the Blues Brothers, stay tuned. And then the other one.
You mean like da 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 da, or
no.
The one from In the Church? Is he going to be doing hand flips down the
No flipping.
No flipping.
But we'll definitely have hats and shades on.
Got it.
And our other dance is going to be an interesting take on a Paso Doble.
Oh. You might have, you know Rick Hill?
I do.
Ask Rick Hill about his Paso Doble. He still dreams about it at night. It's been 7 years. So
these good dreams or these nightmares?
You know what? He did well. He did well. And it was, I mean, it's, you know, here's the greatest thing. If I can, you know what? The greatest thing is I'm not having to do it again. That is, here are our neighbors and, you know, people that want to help. And you're going out there in front of like, you know, like 1,000 people to dance. And I mean, if you were out in front of 1,000 people on your motorcycle or giving a lecture on technology or any of that kind of stuff, nothing. You're going out there dancing, and is that a? Do you have to kind of work past that with people, or do you not even mention it to the day that they're out there?
I wasn't.
Oh, by the way, there's going to be some people out there.
See, I hadn't mentioned anything like that, and when you said that, I just saw Matt cringe. So that's something we're definitely going to have to work on.
Here's something I can tell you, though, and I can tell you this from experience, is that you walk out there when they introduce you, you see all these people, but they're all smiling. They're all happy. They all want you to do well. And frankly, they don't care if you don't. They don't. You know what? It's they're there because they're supporting One Safe Place. You two are heroes because you're up on the stage. And most of them are thinking, I'm so glad that it's Matt and not me. You know, I thought that for 3 years until I got into it. And then after I got off the stage, and then I said the same thing. And so I'm so glad next year it's not me. But I would have never traded. I would never trade that experience. It is absolutely fabulous to do this. And mine, Kathy Babcock, found out that I couldn't twirl. I couldn't twirl. If you put a gun against my head, I can't twirl. I can't go in circles. But I am really hell on wheels when it comes to linear dancing. So I can just go in a straight line. So we tangoed. We tangoed our way into the championship. So I'm sure that you've picked his strengths to work to.
I have.
So how are you feeling now about it?
You know, I feel pretty good. Again, I'm just so thankful to get paired up with somebody who actually knows what they're doing. She's a great teacher, and she can tell kind of how I'm learning. and how I work best. And so we've made great progress. I'm surprised where we're at because I'm not a dancer at all. So it's kind of scary. I'm really putting myself out there.
Well, you know, I admire you. I admire everybody that dances out there because you've got a, one, you've got a full-time business you're trying to run, both of you. And then you're taking the time to do this. And you just, there's some days, you know, there's injuries during the dancing. I was surprised. I knew people that got themselves really banged up dancing. You know, this is Shasta County style. I mean, this is not like, you know, they're throwing people straight up in the air and, you know, the one guy getting his tooth knocked out and all this, you know, because, you know, he turned the girl, you know, sideways wrong. This whole thing. So I applaud you, and we will be there applauding you that night, Matt and Marie, or Lisa Marie, I'm sorry. So give us the website one more time.
Let's Dance 2015. Go on there and make a pledge. We'd really appreciate it. And, you know, even if you would like to also support in other ways, go find our Facebook page and share it with your friends and spread the word. Really, ultimately, we want donations to one safe place.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for supporting our community. And Lisa Marie, and name of your is Jima. And how do people get a hold of you? It sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, you can find me on my website at www.jamainc.com, jamainc.com.
Okay. Is it Jama?
Jama.
Jamainc.com. All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. The time is 7:32 in the morning, 61 degrees out there.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Howdy, folks. Nate Abarea here. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Destination North State. Each hour-long show will be direct from special spots in the heart of Northern California, featuring the people and the places that make this region so unique. You'll hear the beautiful and the gritty sides of the North State that we call our own. Made possible by Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders, and Yaks on the Five in Dunsmuir. It's Destination North State every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
R.I.P. to B.B.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott here, Tuesday morning, 19th of May. Is that temperature right, 61 up there?
Call it 62.
That's close enough, 61,
rest well.
62. Yeah, B.B. King passed away, 89 years old, I believe. Just this past week. B.B. King, and his music, I guess, you know what, it's been around as long as I can remember. And he'll be around a lot more. He will be remembered for a lot longer than a lot of other folks.
He brought the blues to the mainstream.
People remember B.B. King when presidents' names will have faded into the dust. Hey, this is we're here at 25 till 8 here on Tuesday, May the 19th. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. You know, if you want jewelry of any kind, the one thing it all has in common is that it's quality jewelry. Whether it's estate jewelry, whether it's diamond brooches, if it's tennis bracelets, if it's rings, if it's just loose stones, they all have one thing in common: outstanding quality. Leonard travels all over the world to get this type of quality, to obtain this type of quality for his customers. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Give them a call at 222-2750, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Christy Kidd.
Hello.
Hey! I haven't seen you not smile. I mean, I've seen you like, what, 100 times, and I've never seen you with that big smile on your face.
I know. It's my go-to.
If I ask your husband about this, will he say you smile all the time?
Most of the time. Definitely today. It's his birthday. Happy happy birthday to the husband.
And you're here?
I know.
Why aren't you home?
He has to work
giving
today.
Giving him breakfast in bed.
He left before I did this morning. So
what's he do?
He's a pharmacist.
Is that? Oh, you know, I knew that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Down in Red Bluff CVS.
You know what? I tell you what. Pharmacist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rake it in. Mm. They can't. Well, I mean, I'm not saying he does. Yeah. I'm not saying your husband rakes it in.
I mean, maybe, but with student loans, it doesn't feel like it.
Did you meet him in college?
I did.
What's your degree in?
I have my master's in mass communication and public relations. Super
your
long.
Master's degree.
I do.
Oh. Yeah. Do you plan on staying in Reading a long time?
We don't know. We'll see how it goes. I love my job, so I don't want to leave.
And that's why you're here, to talk about your job at Turtle Bay. You are the one that we have in here every month to talk about what's going on in Turtle Bay. And I'm just, there is so much stuff going on there.
So much.
Including, I think there's something coming up this week.
There is. Our new exhibition opens on Saturday. It's called Mindbender Mansion. It is traveled and created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry. So they do good stuff up there. So
Mindbender. That's just what we need here in Reading.
I know.
No, don't take it. Don't take a hit of meth or doobies.
Right.
Don't doobie up before you go in there. You don't have to. That's not what it's about, right?
No, you're going to need to think straight for this one. It's all puzzles and brain teasers and all these different activities that some are individual, and I believe there's 5 or 6 that are group activities, and you want to get through the mansion by solving everything.
So you can see if you can. So it's, have you done it yet?
I have not. It's not completely set up, so I want to go in and be ready to do the whole thing.
The whole thing. Okay, now is this things like they ask you questions, and you have to answer them, and then is it kind of an interactive type thing?
Completely interactive, Some of it's questions. Some of it is spatial awareness sort of things, like putting together, make these shapes fit in this other shape sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
There's some, let's see, there's a sort of a hopscotch, but it's way more complicated than hopscotch.
So this is kind of like for young children who will figure it out immediately, as opposed to people like you and me.
We'll just sit there
and stare at it and go, that shape doesn't belong in there. Exactly. A little kid, like 5, will go up and go, blah, 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 blah. There it is.
Done.
Runs
yeah.
off.
Absolutely.
I'd be skiing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going down a pretty good hill, and some little kid, like 5, comes past me with a big helmet on his head, sitting on his skis. Mm-hmm. Whoosh. Excuse me.
Just no fear.
And I'm trying to go back and forth, trying to keep, so I don't kill myself.
Yeah.
He just goes by he is just points his tips downhill and that's it. Hey, yep. Kid, you have no fear.
It's like, what are you talking about? Yeah, that's about how this is going to go. The kids are going to just blow everybody else away, I think. But it should be fun either way. And for the group activities.
It's always fun.
Right?
It's always fun over it. Right. You know what? I cannot think of any reason that a family does not pay their $80 for a family pass that allows you to do everything in that park for an entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Every exhibit.
Yep.
Every wildlife thing outside. Mm-hmm. Walking into the gardens.
Mm-hmm.
You can everything. Even, from what I understand, is that you can even go out. I just made that up. It's something to do with salmon fishing.
You're going
to
start making promises.
I'm going to start making promises.
I'm going to get in trouble
that
for
you cannot. I'm going to start writing checks. You yes. cannot cash.
Please don't.
Okay. But from one price mm-hmm. for a husband, wife, mother, father, mm-hmm. whatever ensemble that we have in society right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many kids?
Up to 4 kids.
It doesn't have to be your 4 kids.
No.
You can bring 4 kids. If you don't have kids, you can bring 4 kids, mm-hmm. right?
Yep. And if you only have 2 and they want to bring friends, they count.
They can bring them as well. 2. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do they get to bring 4 apiece?
No.
Okay.
Well, they could. You would just have to pay more.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
How much does it cost for a single day admission?
A single day admission is $16 for adults and $12 for kids. So,
excuse me.
Really, if you're coming with 4 people, you're practically paying that $8.
There
anyway.
You go. You might as well. The person will say, and don't think they're trying to get money out of you. It's just like, you know what? If you pay me another $5, you can come here, all of you, for free the rest of the
mm-hmm.
year.
And if you're a little skeptical, you can come for a day and pay that day admission, and then before you leave, use what you already paid to put towards a membership. So you don't, you can test it if you don't quite trust us.
The reason Turtle Bay's doing this is because mm-hmm. y'all did this tremendous survey.
Mm-hmm.
And where you asked people, what do you want to see from Turtle Bay? And this had to have been like number one.
Yep.
Is that I don't like paying my dues for a year and then having to pay another $12 to get in and see things.
Well, not only that, that was definitely part of it. But once you're inside, you want to be done with paying for things.
I don't want to pay again.
I don't, even if it's a dollar, I don't want to. And I understand it. I don't either. You want to just be in there and enjoy it. So.
There is one place we have to pay.
That's true. If you want to feed the parrots or the lorikeets, it's $1 for the nectar.
To get in.
No, get in.
To get in,
free.
You can look at them.
Yep.
But
it's just
to buy the nectar cups, mm-hmm. which then at that point, 26 of these little, what are they called?
Lorikeets.
Lorikeets will swarm you, mm-hmm. putting their little beaks, because this is all they drink.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
And then if you try to tease them, they all, 25 of them, defecate on you.
Yeah.
So don't tease the lorikeets.
Don't wear the nicest clothing.
If you're going to go there. Look at Bob. His beard used to be dark until he went in there. And we're still not sure what's in it now.
Yeah.
Okay. So the lorikeets, and you can buy 5 or 6 of those little cups.
Yep.
And they come over and they're just, I love those little mm-hmm. lorikeets. Okay. Now, also, the animal shows.
Yes. That started last weekend.
There we go.
So the animal shows run Tuesday through Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. Every day out in the Forest Camp Amphitheater, and that is a wonderful show. I think it's right around half an hour, might be a little bit longer than that.
About a half an hour.
Yeah, and it has tons of our animals in it. Some new ones. Whisper's in it this year, the bobcat. So she's doing
Whisper
great.
Whisper the bobcat.
Yeah.
And wait a minute, Timber the beaver.
He's not in it. He hangs out in the aquarium.
Okay, now I'm. If you're trying to picture Christy Kidd right now, okay, here's somebody that looks like she's I don't know. 18,
if that much,
and then but she's and long hair and just this big smile on her face and she's happy. You know what? I would be too if I had a really fun job I liked. Well, I'm happy.
Yeah.
If I was running a liquor store, I would card her.
All the time.
Do you ever get into a bars?
Yes, although I still have recently been carded for an R-rated movie, which was kind of sad because I'm 10 years older than that.
Now, here's the thing about that is because she didn't have her ID, her husband had to go and buy himself to watch Mad Max, Fury Road.
We did see it, though, and it's really good. And I got into it. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. The other it's hard not to be effervescent when you're around Chris. You know, it's true.
You're welcome, I think. That's a good thing, right?
No, it is.
You're welcome.
Because it's hard not to get into this kind of
Excited mode.
Excited mode.
Yeah.
All right. The now also in the in the animal acts there. Mm-hmm. They've got birds that are flying over you, yes, raptors that are flying over you. Yeah. You've got foxes that run around, jump up in trees.
Yep, they do.
You've got a badger that may or may not come out.
True.
You have a skunk that may or may not do anything.
Yep. Well, you know, she has on or off. She doesn't have any in between. So yeah, she's not awake. She doesn't want to be a part of the show.
That's it. You know. And here's the best thing is y'all don't force them.
Exactly.
And there's nobody being forced to this.
And all the behaviors they do in the show are natural behaviors. We've taught them to do them on cue, but they are natural behaviors that they do. Wouldn't do on their own. We just kind of tell them when to do it.
So, that's right.
And they only come out when they want to. We don't force them to do anything.
Oh, it is. And you know what? And the crowd applauds anyway because we're not forcing. They're not coming. The bird is not coming out of the box.
My favorite was last summer. It was really, really hot. It was an evening show for a special event. So they were like, I don't know who's actually going to want to be a part of this tonight because the sun's in a different spot. They're not used to this level of heat and all that. And Spike, our porcupine, did not want to come out. She starts in a little part that's raised up, and the little door opens for her, and she just sat there. I was like, I'm staying right here in the shade. And it was actually almost more entertaining because she's doing her own thing.
Spike the Porcupine has been in here before.
Yes.
Bob. Yeah, Spike the Porcupine. You remember Spikey the Porcupine?
I recall that porcupines apparently have an affinity for any wires that happen.
Oh. And where did the porcupine end up at?
Pretty much right under my chair here.
It certainly did. And Bob, they really didn't know how to push the porcupine away from the wires.
Yeah. He was intent
on going over there and chewing a wire.
Yep.
But
yep.
I guess you got this little tennis ball on a stick.
She'll follow that around.
She follows that around as he finally got her back.
Yep. Last time I was in their habitat, she smelled the cats on my purse and was all over that.
She liked that
wouldn't
too?
Let go. She was like, what is this? It was great.
And how do you take a purse away from a porcupine?
I didn't. I waited until she was over it.
Yeah. Spikey still has the purse. It's been a year.
I've had to get a new purse since then,
that's right.
You know.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. Our guest, Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay, we're talking about all the exhibits that are up there now and all the new ones that are opening up. And if I can just get her to be a little more cheerful this morning, we'll be okay.
I'll work on it.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. It's, 7:46 in the morning, 63 degrees out there. It looks like we could have some thunder showers today. Could we actually get rain? You know, rain, like an inch of rain. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be wonderful.
All right. We'll be right back.
Continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Summer is on us at Reading Kia with 0% financing for up to 66 months. And Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you. This summer is on us at Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
It's free money. 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Sedonas and Souls. And 2015 Fortes and Optimas. And Kia Motors will make your first 3 months monthly payments for you. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Reading Kia wants your trade. Get more for it right now at Reading Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first 3 monthly payments, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charges. Must finance to Kia Motors Finance for this special offer on approval of credit, subject to prior sale, ends July 4th.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. This summer's on us at Reading Kia.
ReadingKia.com.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best tasting spring water in the world.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:50 in the morning here on Tuesday, the 19th of May. 63 degrees out there, looking like we could get some rain today and maybe even later on this week. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business which gives veterans and seniors discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Locally owned, of course. We're here with Christy Kidd.
Hello.
Hello. Christy Kidd is the mass communications guru at Turtle Bay.
I am.
She is.
It's true.
We were discussing, Rick Bassetti is going to be in with us at 8 o'clock. He came in a little bit earlier talking about energy drinks.
About caffeine.
Caffeine and energy drinks. And we're looking, you know, we're here in infused Red Bull, where they hit it with three shots of these Italian sugar things, you know, like coffee additives. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like he said, yeah, it's called infused Red mm-hmm. Bulls. So you take the Red Bull, put it in a glass, and you hit it with three shots of the sugary caffeine, I guess.
Well, it's just sugar.
Or just sugar.
Sugar flavor.
Just liquid sugar flavor.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's good. I mean, you can't drink that below the age of what, 12? And if you do, imagine giving your kids that at night.
Send them home with somebody else.
Send them home with somebody else. Okay. Hey, we're here talking about Turtle Bay, one of the, you know, a beautiful museum, you know, interactive in so many ways, has the animals out there. What other things are going on out at Turtle Bay?
We have our summer camp starting in June for kids ages going into first grade through sixth grade. And we have their week-long camps Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. And every week is a different topic. So it's everything from weird science to junior naturalist camp to art camp, all across the map to try to, you know, fill that void while they're not in school, but give them something fun to do that's still educational.
Yeah, give them something fun to do.
Right?
Hit them with the infused Red Bull on the way home.
I won't say we sell them at the coffee bar, but we might sell,
we
those,
might
at the
sell
bar.
Those at the coffee bar. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have the summer camps going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so registrations are open now.
Okay.
You can register online at turtlebay.org, or if you don't want to go through the online process, you can also print out the forms there and send them in. And they should be really fun. They're really interactive and full of activities, and each day builds on what you learned the day before. So it's a good time. It's going to be fun. I kind of wish I could do that instead of working, but I might get in trouble if I go hang out with the kids all day instead of doing my job. So, you know.
You know, the thing is like, I believe you.
I know.
You'd rather do that.
I would.
Chris, hey, can people have parties at Turtle Bay?
They can. We rent out pretty much anywhere on campus you can think of. We've got actually on
the... Got that big tree or something? That's got some... Is there a big tree over there in the...
In the gardens?
In the forest.
Oh, in the forest camp?
Yeah.
Well, yes, but you can't really have a party in the tree. It's not really open.
Around the tree.
Around the tree.
Okay, so, but you can rent almost any place there?
Yeah, we have weddings in the gardens all the time.
Okay.
And at underneath the, or in the amphitheater under the Sundial Bridge, too.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we do receptions in the museum, and actually we just opened our Gifford Pavilion picnic area out in Wildlife Woods right across from the Butterfly House. It seats about 120 people, and it's this beautiful open-air picnic pavilion, and that we're renting out for receptions and things now. I know Reading Rotary had their meeting there a couple weeks ago, and it's beautiful and huge and lovely.
How many people can you put in there?
That one can seat, you know, if you want to eat and everything, for 120 people.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are things going on? Wait, got any special events coming?
Not
people
big...
diving off the top of the of the bridge like last year.
Like last year? No, that was a big undertaking.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, and that was right when I started too. It was madness.
Was that something Turtle Bay did? Or was that somebody else did that? Did you all do it, McConnell and you?
Yeah,
all?
It was all the people who put on Celebrate 10. So there was a big group of us. It was just that we did the logistics because we oversee the bridge. So that particular event, we were the first line of contact for Vandaloup.
Were you smiling the whole time during that too?
Uh-huh.
Maybe not.
Of course I was.
When's the hotel supposed to start?
Supposed to start or break ground on July 1st. And that's still on track. So that's really exciting that it hasn't changed. So.
Okay, so when they're going to open it, what, a year later? About a year later?
Yeah, I think the tentative, assuming everything actually is on time, which who knows, should be September of next year.
Oh, okay, so it's not going to take a whole year.
Nope.
Well,
a little over.
Oh, yeah, until the lawsuits start flying.
Right.
And then who knows what will happen.
Then we'll see. We're just going with it.
Yeah, we're just going with it. Just throw up a shell. Let people bring their sleeping bags.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
July 1st.
Yeah.
And so with all the acts and the new, any other, okay, we were talking about one exhibit that's opening up, and what's it called again?
It's called Mindbender Mansion. It opens on Saturday.
It's all interactive.
Yep.
And it's for, you have to, you know, kids will like it, but also adults.
Yes. It's all lots of brain teasers and puzzles and games, and some of it's individual and some of it is group activities, and it's literally set up like a house, and you just go through each room, and you want to get through all the puzzles in each room and then get through, and you can join the Mindbender Society if you get through everything. It's real special. Get on the Hall of Fame and everything.
The Hall of Fame. I like it. What else is open at the same time this one's open?
That's the only one. It takes up both galleries.
Oh, it takes up both galleries.
For the summer, we're just going to have the one big one instead of our normal two.
What big's coming up now? What's big after that?
In September, we have Get Animated, which is it's from Stage 9, which is the same exhibit designers who made both Sweet and Toytopia. So it's going to be real big, real colorful, just like those were. And it's all about the history of animation. And there's just everything across the board. I mean, from literally drawing cartoons all the way up to, you know, the computer animation and all that. So it's going to be really interesting and just really fun. I'm excited for that one. There's lots of Disney stuff in there. So I'm a fan. It should be fun. I know. I'm really helping acting like an adult when I say things like that, right?
Well, you know, no. I mean, it's somebody that's just so excited about their work.
Yeah.
And then here's the thing is that you have a, and don't take this one wrong, but it's a childlike quality of enthusiasm.
Well, working at Turtle Bay, I kind of have
to.
I
know, that's what I mean. And then, so why wouldn't they want to have somebody that's out there talking about this show such great enthusiasm that says things like that? You know, it's like, you know what,
thank
this is
you.
Really good. I can't wait to see this. And you know what, because you bring a certain amount of enthusiasm to it that it makes me want to, okay, that may be something to do.
I'm glad.
Well, that's what I mean. You know,
yeah.
Like, I like Walt Disney, too, you know,
yeah.
And the things he's done. So, you know, maybe, you know, this type of, you know, so far I haven't heard of any exhibition y'all have had out there that wasn't interesting to go to.
Yeah.
And again, let me, in case people are still saying it, is that it only cost $80 for an entire year for a family of six, or a family of two that wants to bring four kids.
Yep.
You know, grandparents, kids are coming for the summer. Great place to spend a day, or at least a half a day, going through the exhibits and going out and seeing the animals and going through getting the lorikeet sit on your head, and the you know, just the things to do out there.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's cool. And you get your money back.
Yeah, if you're planning on coming more than once in a year, and our exhibits change three times a year, so if you only come just to see the exhibit one time, that's still going to be more worth it than paying a day admission. So it's a good time. We have lots of stuff going on. And at the end of this month, we have our 10-year anniversary of the gardens, actually. It's been a long time for those, too. So that'll be a little more low-key than, you know, Vandaloup and people jumping off the bridge, but it'll still be a good time. So it'll be fun.
I thought somebody was going to go on Vandaloup. I don't know. I was surprised about what it was, and I thought it was over at one point, and it wasn't.
It was not.
They were still going. They were still moving out there.
Yep.
So, and again, you know, here's the part too: is that the crowd was so, at least the crowd I was around, that it was so well behaved.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't say well behaved. They were so courteous with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, moving in, moving out. Somebody said, you know, because when you get in close, and there's mosquitoes, and people are sharing their mosquito, you know, spray. for that. You know, it's just things like that. You know, it was a beautiful experience.
Yeah, because people started camping out there super early that day, understandably. And same thing all day long. There, people were just really courteous, like, oh, well, I say, here's my blanket, here's my spot, but there's no one right next to me. And it was nice. Yeah. It was good to see that.
Right. So, okay. Christy Kidd. Turtle Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Turtle Bay cheerleader. You should have like a little TB come in you know, pom-poms. And coming in, you know, going, Turtle Bay.
You'll really love to hear them. Then I have pom-poms in my trunk. I used to be a cheerleader.
Why doesn't
it all make sense, doesn't it?
does that surprise you, Bob?
My mouth hangs open in startled.
I know.
Imagine
shocking.
That you were a cheerleader.
I know.
You know what? It would have been shocking if you had not been a cheerleader, frankly.
True.
Hey, thanks a lot for coming by.
Yeah,
you know, you come
me.
By once a month for this half hour to refresh us on everything that's happening out there. Gets everybody fired up. Okay, think about letting me have the Red Bull and Jägermeister.
All right.
We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. About 170 members of motorcycle gangs are charged with engaging in organized crime, but police in Waco, Texas say it's too soon to determine who may face murder charges for the 9 bikers who got killed on Sunday. Former Hell's Angel member Pat Matter says a lot of wars among biker gangs are over turf.
I started 3 chapters of Hell's Angels in outlaw territory, and it isn't about drugs, what everybody thinks it's about. It's about turf. It's about being the biggest, baddest guy on the block. And when somebody moves into your neighborhood, it's disrespect to you.
Rival motorcycle gangs met on Sunday at a popular Waco restaurant to work out differences, supposedly over turf and recruitment, when the violence broke out. Also at SRNNews.com, it's a wet Tuesday for many Colorado residents. Forecaster Steve Hodanish of the National Weather Service.
Colorado Springs and Pueblo have heavy rain over the area. It's been raining all night. They've received 1 to 3 inches and more heavy rains falling on top of them now for the ground saturated. So we do anticipate some potentially flash flooding in the urban areas.
Rain is expected to fall in Denver throughout the day. Up against a week-long Memorial Day recess deadline, both the House and Senate are racing to approve a highway fund funding bill before time runs out.
Facing an end of May deadline and no long-term solution in sight, both chambers are poised to consider a 2-month extension.
I just think that's a wrong way to go.
Minority Leader Harry Reid.
It just doesn't work. It's terribly inefficient and very, very expensive.
Utah's Orrin Hatch blaming Democrats for refusing to negotiate.
They think that by maintaining a constant state of chaos and uncertainty, they can make the Republican-led Congress look bad.
Even with a short-term patch, Republicans and Democrats are far apart on where to find the $90 billion for a long-term fix.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting, and this is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Make on budget happen. Make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed into law a prohibition on cities and towns imposing their own local ordinances that would prevent fracking and other potentially environmentally harmful oil and natural gas activities.
The measure sailed through the Republican-controlled legislature after voters in Denton, a university town near Dallas, banned hydraulic fracturing locally last November. The new law limits not only the Denton ban, but other actions communities could take limiting energy industry activities. Abbott says he's protecting private property rights benefits from the, quote, heavy hand of local regulation. He says he sees no contradiction in new state regulations superseding local voters' will.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. U.S. home builders ramped up construction in April. In fact, they got it up to the fastest pace in nearly 7.5 years. The Commerce Department says housing starts last month went up 20.2% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.14 million homes. This is SRN News. President Obama thanked top officials in Philadelphia yesterday for their response to last week's deadly train derailment.
During a trip to Camden, New Jersey, the president traveled through Philadelphia. Upon landing at the airport, Mr. Obama thanked Mayor Michael Nutter and the city's first responder team for their work to treat the wounded and save lives after the train accident. Among those who greeted the president were the mayor, Senator Bob Casey, and the city's police and fire commissioners.
That's SRN's Greg Clarkston reporting. The U.S. government's Highway Safety Agency says it will hold a public hearing in July to determine if Fiat Chrysler has met its legal obligations in 20 safety recalls.
That hearing will examine 20 recalls that affect more than 10 million vehicles.
Mark Rosekind is administrator for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The agency has been feuding with the company over the recall of 1.56 million older Jeeps with gas tanks positioned behind the rear axles, making them vulnerable to fires. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment today, 8:05 in the morning here on the 19th of May. Phone lines are here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob's with me at the helm.
You've been sipping the wet Red Bull, haven't you?
I have. I just, you know what, the caffeine just kicked in. You know, we're out there talking about Red Bull. I've never had one of those energy or caffeine-infused drinks like that. I mean, never have. And I don't know. I just never have. It just, you know, I'm afraid if I take one, I'll be up for 4 days.
If you have an addictive personality, they could be tough on you.
Well, it's not. I don't have one of those, I don't believe. But it's just the fact that caffeine, I drink caffeine in the morning. That's it. I mean, I don't drink it for the rest of the day. I could just see me taking one at like 4 in the afternoon, drinking one of those old 5 ounces. Keeps you awake for 5 hours. Yeah, 5 days for some of us. It may rain today. Right, Bob?
Absolutely could. As we check the radar this morning, we've got a little bit of shower activity up in the mountains. That could move down into the valley. We got a 50% chance of scattered showers throughout the day with a high of 76 degrees. And that will continue through tonight when the low will be 58. High tomorrow near 77. And then calm winds currently in Reading. We are showing 64 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, better known. And discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Good friends down there. They've been in the business a long time, another veteran-owned business with decades of service to Northern California and Shasta County and, of course, Redding. Any type of heating or cooling system, warranties or guarantees, they can make those. You have an emergency, Martin and his associates will be there. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You know, Alliance Heating and Air are the ones that we choose to do our business with, and we've never, ever been disappointed. Okay, gosh, Tuesday, and who's here? But, you know,
big
I remember times when Rick Pacetti would sit in front of me, and this smile was not there. And I would just look at him and ask him questions, and Rick's smile, he would, I'd get glares, which was okay because, you know, that's fine. I like to hear the answers. But you know what? Since you hung up your political cape.
Yes.
You know, the one with the big S with that line through it or something like that.
Yeah. Or the target.
Or the target on it. You've been much happier.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you've been crazy at times because of the Colt 45s. You're now the general manager up there.
Mm-hmm.
When I say crazy, I mean in a good sense of trying to get things done.
Yeah, yeah. It's running fast and furious right now. We got 9 days to opening day. And again, you know, all of your support here for the veterans. Our veterans in Shasta County are selling tickets to the opening night, and 50% of those tickets go right out to the NorCal Veterans Cemetery. And that's our trying to give back a little bit there.
And what happens is what Rick's talking about, and by the way, Rick Bassetti, general manager of the Colt 45s, who has rebuilt the whole stadium down there. I'm surprised I haven't seen you out there laying sod.
But last Tuesday.
Yeah, last Tuesday. Okay, I wasn't out there then. Okay, here's the thing is that on opening night, which is the 28th, mm-hmm. a week from Thursday.
Right.
Oh, it's a week from... Week from Thursday.
Yes, sir.
21st. Yes, a week from Thursday. I better know that because Thursday is... Somebody pretty close to me's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
A week from Thursday. And it's going to be the Colt 45 Salute to the Veterans.
Right.
And
this is the third year now that we've been doing this and sharing our gate with the veterans.
And so what they're doing is they have tickets that they give out, all these tickets. You hand the tickets to the veterans. They sell them, and they give you half the proceeds back.
Absolutely.
And they keep half. So this is where this money goes. It's going out to IGO.
And if they sell all their tickets, you know, that's a nice contribution out to them. And we get a good crowd in, and the kids love playing in front of a crowd.
Okay, this is special this year because so many things – can you kind of tick off the new things that we have down
Absolutely.
At Colt 45 Stadium?
We have a new stadium sound system down there. And so this is a sound system that came up to us from Vacaville, part of that stadium. So it's designed for a stadium. We've passed all the ordinances, the sound and all that sort of thing. So the clarity would be really nice. A lot of demolition has happened. A lot of walls are gone. Old dugouts are gone. There's no dirt anymore down in the fan area. It's all been resodded and fences up. Lots of room for the kids. We're actually doing a synergistic partnership with a company that will be sponsoring laser tag in South City Park right next to our games for 7 to 12-year-olds. And it'll be monitored with adults, and they'll be set up so when the kids, mom and dad, you bring your kids to the ball game, you get a little bored, they can go over and play some laser tag. And I think it's $3 for a 10-minute game, something like that. We've done a lot of work to the infield, to the playing surface. Last year was a lot to the bleachers and to the actual backstop and everything.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Bank of Commerce was a huge provider for us and allowed us the expense of raising the bleachers up 36 inches. So now it's more stadium-ish. There are no bad seats anymore. Nobody's view is blocked anywhere. And it gives you a nice feel when you come into the stadium now. It's easier to keep clean as well now because everything's up off the ground and it's easier to clean that off.
Yeah, and if you're trying to picture this, everybody, it's when you used to walk into the stadium, you had the you had the stands and you had kind of the box seats. Now what they've done is they've taken those stands and raised them up 3 feet.
Yeah.
And by putting cinder blocks.
Yeah, CMU block walls.
Cemented in there and all that. So
rebar, say.
Yeah, I watched them doing it. I mean, they were measuring everything, make sure everything was straight. The owner was down there.
Yes.
Making sure that everything was done correctly.
Well, we had
of course, he had Rick right on in his ear.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are, like any project that goes on in the city, though, you know, it has to be engineered. It has to have inspections. You have to do all that. We just got our final inspection last week, and the city signed off on it. If there's an earthquake in Reading, go sit in those bleachers and nothing will happen.
Yeah, tell us about all the special breaks you got from the city, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's a process, and everyone has to go through
Everybody
it.
Everybody does it.
And, you know, and in the end run, if reality is, we joke about it, but if reality is, you know, nobody's going to get hurt down there.
That's the bottom line, is nobody wants something to collapse or anything like, nobody ever wants that. We're talking baseball. Yeah.
And we're looking at a true partnership with the city, too, you know.
Well, this is good. You know, frankly, this is your vision. I'm going to take an early break.
Okay.
Because I want to talk, because I don't know how long I can have you, maybe for 30 minutes.
Okay.
Or we'll see.
Okay.
See if you can stay longer, but... we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business here with Jeff Wurst. And he can do something nobody else can do. He can guarantee his work. Whether it's a chip to a crack over 24 inches in length, Jeff Wurst will assist you. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Reading. If he can't work on your windshield, he's not going to keep it in there and try it and maybe fix it. He'll just tell you flat out, I can't do this. Or I can do this, and this is what it's going to cost and this. But he guarantees his work. He does it with a process that takes your car out of the bright sun and he has a kind of a controlled atmosphere in there where, so he can repair it. And that's why the 12-inch crack in my windshield that he repaired like 6 years ago still can't see.
Wow.
Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 241-8373. We'll be right back. Rick Bassetti, general manager of the Colt 45s, is going to come back with his vision of where this could end, of what you see as the possibilities with Colt 45 baseball in the city of Reading. We'll be right back.
Invites you to experience the brand new Riparian Forest Adventure. Explore the forest around Turtle Bay like never before as you travel from the museum to Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. The new Riparian Forest Adventure gives guests a new view and fresh experience with the wonderful world we live in as you make your way to and from the Forest Camp with interactive and educational activities along the way. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza alla sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Heroes in blue, give us the chance to feel like heroes too. The rebels will win, and if we should lose, we know someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment today, 8:19 in the morning here, May the 19th. 63 degrees out there, 605-4567 is our phone number. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. This portion of the show is brought to you by Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. The first Thursday of every month, she's out at Elements Lounge. They fill the place up. I can tell you, Linda and her band plays from 7 to 9. This month it's going to be her regular band, and then special guest star Rick Hill will come in and play. But they play from 7 to 9, get there around 6, and have just a fantastic dinner. Last month there was steak and lobster was on the Romance on the River menu for $19.99, and it was really, really good. You know, people go, oh, I want to get a little piece. No, no. This was a real filet. It was just outstanding. Plus, you have a great time. And people that seem to worry about it is that Wind River is still 70% non-smoking, and Elements is a non-smoking lounge. So you get in there. And the way you do that is give them a call at 243-3377 and ask for Romance on the River that you want to go to Linda show it. Do it now because it sells out, and you want to get in close to it on the right or the left side so you can watch everything and see it happen and hear everything just perfectly. Okay. I'm here with Rick Bassetti, general manager of the Colt 45s, and that's what he does. Okay, tell me what your vision is. Tell everybody, not just me, tell everybody what your vision is for the Colt 45s. Where do you want to be 5 years from now?
Right now, Carl, we're just under 1,000 seating capacity. And with our pavilion, which is the down the left field line area, that'll add another 200 right now. But when we have permanent seating for over 1,000, some changes have to happen down there. And changes like bathroom facilities and things like that.
When it's over 1,000.
Yeah, we have to add more. So when we make the next jump, and the next jump is going to be probably, it can't be a small one. We can't come in and add 150, 200 seats. We're going to have to come in and add 500 to 750 seats. Because to get to return on investment, we have to be able to put that many people into the ballpark.
Right.
So our goal is to be at like 1,750, maybe 2,000 seats 3 to 5 years from now.
Okay.
Because that's going to be a big investment. And then we're going to have to pack the ballpark to get the money back out of it.
Where are you going to put those seats?
Actually, we're looking at some designs where they're raised seats above the dugouts. The length of the dugouts, our dugouts are 50 feet long,
mm-hmm.
and our dugouts are like 9 feet high. So these would be 10 feet high, a platform. And picture a platform 50 feet long, 40 foot deep, and bleachers being dropped in right on top of those, and you have ramp system up to it. So you're mm-hmm. sitting, bird's eye view, sitting up above the field, down the lines, looking right down on the field. You'd pay a lot of money for those types of seats in a big league ballpark.
Not only that, but you can yell at the opposing team.
Very much so. And how about this then? You bring in a concert stage. You drop the concert stage between the pitcher's mound and second base. You fill that place up for a one-night concert. And you fill in the infield with seats. And now you've got 2,000, 2,500 people in there for a concert, for a mm-hmm. two-hour, three-hour concert, too. We want to make South City Park the place to go in the summertime. And we want to keep that place busy and working.
Music. All types of things,
music,
events going on
for the
there.
Kids. We've had two meetings now with the Sons of Illy in regards to building some bocce ball courts down into South City Park so that they can move up the Paisano days to South City Park. And I think that can really happen. You know, the Colt 45s, we're growing and moving fast. We do need some help. We still need some help with host families. You know, I think we're about three players short of having everyone hosted. And so if anyone's interested in it, you know, you can go to our website. My cell phone number is 227-4443. That's 227-4443. If anyone's interested in hosting a player,
Tell us about the players.
The players come from all over the United States. We've got kids coming from Michigan. We've got kids coming from Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Washington. I got
kids. Have you ever had a problem with any of these kids?
No. We've never – they sign a code of conduct. They integrate into the family. If there's young kids there, they're to be big brothers. to these kids. we have people who have developed very, very lasting and close relationships with their players. One of our families went back to Notre Dame last year. They hosted a couple of players from Notre Dame. They went back and took in one of the I think it was the Notre Dame-Wisconsin football game with them. Uh-huh. And, you know, so, and then one of those boys came out for Christmas here. And so you have those types of relationships that build and they last. I was talking with Dugan Barr at breakfast the other day, and they had a similar situation back when he was a young man in high school, and they brought a player up, and he still is in contact with one of the players that they brought up to Yreka 55 years ago. And so, you know, Gary Lewis here in town, you know, our retired president at Shasta College, his son went back and played in one of the summer leagues in the Cape League. He goes to the family reunions with his family that he had stayed with. So, you know, that's the kind of relationship. It's 10 weeks. It's a commitment. We ask them to just make food available. You don't have to cook for them, and make the washer and dryer, because if they show up at the ballpark with dirty uniforms, they get in trouble, you know. And majority of our guys bring cars, and if they don't have a car, we carpool them. We put them next to a family and so that they can get rides in. You know, it's a good environment. The kids, most of these kids, you have to understand, come here, and college baseball isn't like college football. They don't play in front of huge crowds at all, hardly, unless they get into the playoffs and the World Series. And truth be told, the majority of those kids, those schools don't do that. And so when we have a crowd of 500, last year you should have seen the looks on our kids' face in the dugouts. They're going, wow, this is so much fun. And then your fans start to generate connections with your players. This year it'll be a little unique, is media night. Media nights is the 27th. We're inviting all the media down to the ballpark. We're going to have a practice. The radio, television people, they can talk with our players. Well, we're videotaping 30-second Who Am I? You know, and you're going to, each of these guys are going to tell the city of Reading who they are. Okay? And that's going to be on our website, so that when you click on a player on the roster and you click on his name, the video will fire up. And now you'll get to see Carl Bott, the center fielder from Michigan, telling his story, why he came to Reading, what's going on. And that lets people see and hear them.
That's great. And, you know, of course, KCNR 1460 is broadcasting all the games for the Colt 45s again.
45 nights for the 45s.
There you go. And maybe more.
And maybe more. There are more.
And we're just throwing those in.
Right.
The other thing, too, about that is that we're going to be bringing in a coach and players every week to talk. So, you know, on Friday mornings for five, maybe one segment. So we can introduce them like this. So, you know, and then talking about the games.
And if people haven't heard Nate do a game, Nate does a game as good as anyone you're going to hear on the radio. He really does. And you need to tune in to 1460 and listen to this, because the real gift of any real good radio guy is painting that picture of the game. I can remember growing up and listening to Lon Simmons, you know, and Bill King, listening to the Giants years and years ago with my dad. We'd sit in an old 49 Chevy pickup truck and listen to the Giants games, you know. And it's like you're sitting there when someone who's really good at it, and they paint the picture for you of the game. And that's the beauty of baseball game versus some of the other sports. It's pastoral. It moves at a pace where you can have that picture painted for you continually through the game. And Nate does a great job at doing that.
He loves the game.
Yes.
And
yes.
He loves what he does. And so 45 nights of Colt 45's baseball right here on KCNR. Plus we stream it so the families back home can hear it.
Yeah, they love that.
And then
too,
archive
by the way.
It. They archive. You know, we still get phone calls. Probably, you know, not as much as right after the season, but we still get phone calls every month
from families
that want to know, where do I get this? And sometimes Bob needs to walk them through on how to pull it down and all that. But you know what? Then they've got it for their kid.
They do. And a lot of those families now have a connection to our city because of KCNR's broadcasting like that. And they all come out and visit at some point during the course of the summer. So,
and that's always good.
We have 32 nights of our home games this year, 40 home games. 32 nights are being shared with nonprofit organizations that are going to be raising money for their cause. And so if you want to find a very easy way to support a nonprofit in Reading, go to our website. You can click on buy tickets, and you'll see where it pops up and it says special charity nights. And there's a whole list of everyone there. And you can buy $5 for a ticket, and half of that's going to go to the charity. So, you know, it's not a dinner. You don't have to get gifts. There's not an option. You know, it's just that you come to a game, enjoy it. And I think once you've talked to someone who's been to one of our games, it's more than just the game. It's the atmosphere.
The ambiance of baseball with hot dogs, beer, Pepsi.
Running into some old friends that you hadn't seen in a while. It's kind of like a reunion type of an atmosphere, too. And you go, oh, I didn't know you came to the – hey, isn't this fun? And you're in there 2.5 hours. It's over. Boom, you walk out. Parking is easy. Yeah. I mean, you can walk further from – if we have big crowds, they're going to be parking over at City Hall. It's a further walk if you go to anywhere. Right? You know, I went to the Rotary meeting and I had to park on the street out, and it was a farther walk to the meeting than it would be to one of our games.
Well, you know, too, let's talk about – you got a few more minutes?
Yeah, yeah. However long you need me.
Okay. Let's take a break then because I want to talk about security at the games.
Okay.
Because, that is a question.
It is.
I know we're at South City Park, and I know that Colt 45s and you have put out some ideas, and I'd like to talk about that.
Okay.
Carl and Linda Bott here. Linda, of course, is on assignment. It's Tuesday. Thursday, by the way, is Linda's birthday.
Yay.
Yeah. You know, we've already been celebrating. Her girlfriends right now, I have to get into her schedule, because her girlfriends and other people, they've got her for lunch, they got her for coffees, they got her for early dinners. I mean, I'm just like, okay, I'll just sit back, kick back, and watch my fly fishing shows. We'll be right back. It is 8:29 in the morning here on Tuesday, the 19th of May. We'll be right back.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
There you go. It's time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:33 in the morning here with Carl and the Bot. 63 degrees out there today. Looks like we could be having some thunderstorms. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business where veterans and seniors get discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Another veteran-owned business. Am I seeing, you know, what, I have a lot of veteran-owned businesses. You know, you can't help.
Just a little bit of a pattern
but
there.
But you know what? This is, hey, it's a way of giving back here,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And plus they're great businesses. And I can't say enough about Cypress Square Barbershop. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Everybody there is friendly. You come in and sit down and you immediately feel like you're in a, you know, like you're in a very warm atmosphere. Get your hair cut. It's just super.
Community.
It is. It's community. Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the street from Subway in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. General Manager. Colt 45's General Manager, Rick Bassetti, is with me.
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, we've talked about the future,
mm-hmm.
which I think is – I like your vision. You know, we're growing this and getting bigger because and – let's face it, you know, the bigger it is, the more money that comes into, I mean, taxes and all
sure.
this comes in. Plus the fact it gives people something to do it gives people something to do on the weekends to look forward to for 60 days out of the summer.
Sure.
And having a great time. Now, South City Park, mm-hmm. you have been leading the fight, if anybody has, from before when you were a politician,
right?
To now a manager, but you're down there in the middle of ground zero at times.
Yes.
If people are worried about security, what do you tell them?
I tell them, don't worry about it. Don't worry at all. You know, taking a little bit of heat from certain members of this community about how I'm hostile towards homeless people and I want to run homeless people out of town and blah blah blah. That's couldn't be further from the truth. Matter of fact, yesterday I reached out to Jonathan Anderson. I want to bring in some of his men from the mission to shag all of our foul balls this year because part of our city arrangement and our deal is we got to stop the kids. We can no longer allow the children to run out in the parking lots in the middle of the game to chase foul balls because it's too much of a danger. We had a couple close calls last year. We had
cars,
30 kids running out through the middle of cars and stuff. You know,
yeah, because they don't think about that.
And as our crowds get bigger. You know, it's going to be something like that. But we currently have a contract proposal to the city. And part of it is, you know, the city doesn't have the funds in Parks and Recs to really maintain and take care of that ball field like it should be. So we've offered to take on that responsibility. We'll prepare the field for every game that's played on there. Okay, for every game. It's for the men's league, for Legion, for high school.
Oh, for the okay.
For and anyone in city who's going to use it.
Let me throw this in there. There were some questions last year that, oh, no, we can't use – or a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't use the field. You know, Bassetti gets first choice, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, whatever that was. But everybody, this field's open to everybody the days you're not playing. I mean, it's other people.
Exactly. We have asked for nothing more than some preference in scheduling so we can get our 40 games a year in.
Right.
That's it. And
yeah.
So it's – like, as a matter of fact – this evening at 6:00, you want to come and watch Enterprise play Chico for their for playing in their playoffs. Okay, this is the championship game, and
right.
they've chosen to come to Tiger. That's where I'm leaving them now. I'm going to go down and help get the field in shape for them tonight. So come on down. Part of our proposal, though, too, Carl, is we're offering the city, if they agree to this contract, we will pay the 45s will pay for a 7-day a week, 7 hours a day during the day, and then 4 nightly visits into South City Park, a security guard. You know, right now the city's doing it for the library. We're offering to do it for the entire South City Park. Now, the goal there isn't running out homeless people. The goal there is running out the criminal element. If people are in there and they're not adhering to the standard ordinances that everybody who walks into that park has to adhere to.
No smoking, no drinking.
No smoking, no dogs in the park.
No shooting up.
No shooting heroin, no smoking crack. You know, all those things happen right now. If
yes.
I can tell a quick story, this is what really got me off on it. 30 seconds. Guy pulls up, noon, shirt and tie. I'm going, what's he doing in the park? 2 minutes later, another car pulls in. A young woman with 2 kids gets out. It's obviously they're married, they're family. He works downtown. They met. They had a little picnic basket. They throw a blanket out. They're going to have a nice little picnic at lunch there in the park. They're set up. 5 minutes later, 4 of our felons come and sit down maybe 30 feet from them and start talking in the most foul language you could possibly talk. And these people get up. Put their stuff together, get in the car, and leave. There's no reason that should happen. Ever. That should never, ever, ever happen. And those are the guys that we're going to be targeting to keep them out of the park.
Well, you know, that day I was – one of the days I was down visiting you, but the one that was specific was when I looked over in the park and there was this group of 12 people that were token.
Yeah.
And I said – regular group, and you say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, every day.
And that, even that, and then I looked around, there's another group. Mm-hmm. And then even that was okay. But as I was driving
and
out,
you're a colonel, and you were a colonel in the military.
Yeah.
And it affected you.
It didn't threaten you, but it affected you. I didn't feel threatened at all.
Right.
But it did. I would not go down there.
Right.
If I wouldn't take my family down there, because, and I'll get back to that in a second. But as I was driving out, it was almost like this was a magnet.
Right.
And people were coming in.
Right.
And I mean, not five, not ten. I mean, dozens of people were heading for South Park right then. And this is where, and this is why I would hesitate about going down there. Not because I'm afraid somebody's going to assault me.
Right.
Or somebody's going to try, you know, something. It's just what affected those people.
Right.
That is horrendous language
right.
would be going on. And then I would at that point be upset.
Yes.
And then at that point, you either have to leave or you say something to them. And then at that point, then it escalates.
And we're not looking for confrontation.
And we're not looking for confrontation. So why put myself in the middle of that?
Exactly.
So what you do is that you have, it's patrolled.
Right.
And so everybody can use the park and not just people that want to go down there and just offload all their problems, urinate or whatever they're doing
right.
out there. And they do.
And they do.
So, you know, and the park should be for everybody.
And especially the people who are paying for it.
Especially the people who are paying for it.
You know.
Okay.
So that's kind of our goal in that.
So you're trying, you'll keep the park clean. You'll have people, you know, hey, you're not going to smoke. You're not going to drink. You're not going to do any of this stuff.
Get rid
of your dogs.
And one of the other areas that I've talked with briefly with Jonathan Anderson down at the Mission about is he talked about putting together some strike teams to come on down and help us keep the park clean.
There you go.
I said, great.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to have his
earn
people learn.
They can earn some money that way.
I've told him, you know, yesterday I talked with his secretary, and I said, you know, have Jonathan get back to me because I want to make a contribution to you guys for you helping us deal with our issues down here at the park.
What about at nighttime?
At nighttime, our security guy will come in once it's closed. It closes at 10 o'clock at night or after the ball game.
I mean, what about during the ball game? Are you going to have people in the park and strolling
through
the parking lots?
Yeah, we'll have security out there,
okay.
And they'll be strolling the parking lots. We had no one report to us. So if it did happen, it wasn't reported to us. But we had no one report to us that their car was broken into last year during one of our games because we specifically asked our security guide to stay out into the parking lots and cycle through and keep an eye on the cars.
And you know what? And I didn't hear anything about people having problems in the parking lots themselves.
Right.
But then again, it's because when you take precautions,
right.
Guess what happens?
Yeah,
that stuff that moves to another place.
Yeah, exactly it does. So. And we've got cameras coming in now that will be able to watch them. You know, we get a text message if there's activity after it's closed at night.
You know, sure.
Part of our contract that we're talking about with the city is if it's accepted, is part of our goal is to have poll gates up on every entrance into the park and the library. I met with the library board. They had no problem with that. So at 10 o'clock at night, when our guard comes in, he locks the gates.
Nobody's supposed to spend the night there.
No,
either, right?
No. There's no camping, no sleeping
now,
in there.
You, there's some heat about turning on sprinklers.
Yeah.
But there's a reason. There's another reason. It's not just to wet somebody down.
No.
There's another purpose for this.
Yeah, and the context that it was shared with when it was written up in the paper was, I said, listen, this is only be used at night after it's closed, and nobody's supposed to be in there. Now, do I want my guard to go over and confront somebody and try to roust them out of there?
At night.
Or do I want to give them the ability to make it uncomfortable for whoever's illegally in there? So because there's parties that go on down there. Sometimes the crackheads get down there and they have fight night. And they'll be fighting over in the one dark corner. And these guys just get wound up and they fight each other. They fight each other, Carl.
Hmm.
And so if I got a guard that can sit there and with his cell phone, turn on a zone of sprinklers to usher someone out of the ballpark, then or out of the park itself, I see that as a plus. It's not
there'd be no confrontation, and that's the thing is because even if he calls the cops for backup, the police may never
might not show up. Although they're going to be a lot closer now, and
well, you know how close they are right now to me.
Yeah.
I love everybody. I love my police here.
Sure,
but we've had alarms go off.
Yeah,
out here.
Yeah,
and I mean they are like, I mean, it's against the wall of the police station. We've had major alarms going off, and I've never seen a policeman walk around.
Yeah, well, they are swamped.
Yeah,
That's why we're willing to. And you know, I'm going to be meeting with our security guys to sit down and finalize the contract tomorrow.
Good. Okay, so We're talking about growth of the Colt 45s. We're talking about security, which
security
is a big thing
for the people.
Absolutely. So it sounds like to me is that nobody's had the cars broken into.
No.
You're going to have great seats, great sound system.
Good sound system.
You can listen to it right there. If you have
great radio.
Great radio. You can put little earbuds in and listen to the game. Because, you know, really, listening to the game is cool.
Yeah, it very much so is. Games
during
the game, you know, we have the Disney bat race, the water balloon catch,
the frozen t-shirt contest,
things like
I
that.
I have an idea for that.
Okay.
I'll share with you later.
Oh, never mind.
I'll share with you later.
Okay.
Okay. Now, on 4th of July, let me get a plug in here.
Yes, do it.
4th of July, KCNR.
Right.
Is our salute to the veterans. We've taken this 500 tickets, and we've provided them to veterans organizations also who they can sell. And one of them's Wings of Angels, and another one's CVAC, and we've got some going Purple Heart, where they can make some money off it. We want to get as many people there because we're going to that night, a Marine Corps Color Guard.
Right.
We'll bring in the flag. Linda is going to sing the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the game.
It's also KIXE night, too.
It's after the game is KIXE night, and they are sponsoring the fireworks. Everybody can go out and sit down in the outfield, or I guess stay
bring
in your
blankets,
seats,
bring your chairs
whatever you
if
want,
you want.
And you can
want.
Watch the ones down from the Civic Auditorium.
Perfect.
You can see the fireworks.
It's framed right there. It's like it's on a picture screen for you, you know. We turn off the lights of the ballpark, and we pump the simulcast through the sound system.
Great. And then when you leave, you just drive home.
Yeah.
You are not stuck with 10,000 of your closest friends down there.
Exactly.
So I have to admit, you know, our police department and how they've got this set up, when we were leaving Rodeo, 6,000 people there.
Right.
We left. We got in the car. We just drove out. I mean, and there were cars converging everywhere, and everything was moving.
Good.
So, I mean, I couldn't make the one turn that would have been easier.
Easier.
But you know what? Reading is so cool the way it's laid out. You can go the opposite direction and still run into that.
And get back to it.
And within a minute.
Yes.
So, you know, anyway. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited.
I'm pumped.
I think everyone's excited.
Okay, no. Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday is dinner night.
Dinner night.
It's our first dinner night. It's called the First Pitch, the Colt 45 First Pitch Dinner down at Wind River. It's $20. The money is used. We're setting up our scholarship program. And so next year, next graduating year, we will be providing a $500 scholarship to both the scholar baseball player and the scholar softball player in the North section. And our board of directors will choose who will ask for applications, and they will choose that. And that's what this dinner is going to be for, is setting up the fund money to do that.
And how do people get tickets?
Tickets, you can go online and buy tickets directly. PayPal. We take credit cards, PayPal. And they can call that number again to me if they'd like, 227-4443.
This is Rich. By the way, that is Rich's cell phone number.
It is my number.
You can give this out as readily when you were a politician.
I did. And I
guess you did, because that's when I got it.
Sure.
Okay, so here's a good chance then to go and help.
It's
going to
be a pasta dinner. Our players are going to be there wearing their new Friday night uniforms and Friday night hats. You get to meet these players from all over the country. There'll be some video running. Nate's going to have some highlights running from the radio season last year, you know.
We're picking those out right now.
Yeah, and so it's just going to be a fun night. It's not going to be long and laborious. It starts at 6. The meet and greet is till 7. Dinner starts, and then I think we have 5 items that we're going to orally auction off real quick.
Cool.
Nothing more than $500, something like that, just to get some extra money for the scholarships, and then you're out of there. And the next night's media night, and then Thursday night, here we go.
Now, we're coming back into town that day.
Good.
We'll be back by, I think, noon or 1 or 2. Makes no difference.
Right.
If we have to drive in, because KCNR has box seats.
Oh, yes, you do.
Or no, not box seats.
No, you have reserve stadium seating, front row, third baseline.
There you go, my friends. And you know what? During the year, we'll be auctioning those off.
And you paid for them. I want to tell people that you paid for those seats.
I did pay for those.
Yes, you did. You paid for those. And you know, people need to understand, we get so much support down there. We have over 180 of those seats sold now. And that gives us the working capital to do these improvements.
And this is important, too.
And to pay for maintenance. Yeah, and to pay for security.
That, you know, people want to trade a lot with our station, too.
Sure.
And we'll trade up to a point, but you know what? These lights have to come on.
Right.
I have to pay Bob. We have these. Otherwise, I would be more than happy. Oh, yeah, we'll trade.
Yeah.
But see, trade doesn't make money. And I also understand that with y'all.
Yeah.
With our partnership that we have with the Colt 45s, and we're so happy to have that. You know what? I'm buying my season tickets.
There you are.
And because I love this. You know what? I love the Colt 45s. Maybe I wouldn't go to see a San Francisco game. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
But I'll go and see the Colt 45s. It's good baseball. It's fun. and you want to community.
You want to it's community. There it is. And if you come, you want to see friends. You want something to do on a summer night in Reading. You know, a lot of people say, "Oh, it's too hot. You want to go down there?" Blah blah blah. It's South City Park. What you have to keep in mind at 7:15. That's when we start our games. At 7:15, over half the field is in shade already, and by 7:45, it's all in shade. So come on down. It might be 95 degrees, but there's no sun. Yeah. And we have 12 choices of ice-cold beer.
Water and soft drinks,
sodas, soft drinks,
for
too.
For us non-beer drinkers there.
You know, we've got some exclusive sponsors this year, too.
Yeah. Well, it looks like I'm going to keep you for the whole hour, so I'm going to go to a break. Okay. No, I'm going to go to a break because we're only 4 minutes late now. Say, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
I'm sorry about that again.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 AM.
There we go.
What can you say?
Music to my ears.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8 minutes till the top of the hour at 9 o'clock here, 63 degrees. We're going to have, Bob, what's it look like for weather today? I know we talked about it could be some
scattered showers in the high in the mid-70s and about a 50% chance of rain today, and that'll taper off tonight and tomorrow.
All right. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, or it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Veteran-owned, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Here.
Senior discounts at the Colt 45s.
Senior discounts everywhere. And it's because we're an aging population.
And if you're an active duty person, you show your card, you're free entrance.
Wow.
Yeah.
And veterans don't, I mean, you said seniors, but
Seniors, veterans, anyone.
It's half, is it half price?
It's three bucks.
It's $3. Okay,
instead of five. Yeah. You get change back from a five.
You don't get extra for being a senior veteran.
No combinations.
How about see, senior veteran? Yeah, no combinations. Senior veteran and have lost part of your hair or something.
Right.
Okay. All right. We were talking about, okay. Last thing here before, I'm with Rick Bassetti, general manager, Colt 45's, not a politician. In fact, Rick, when I'll ask Rick a question, hey, Rick, and he goes, I do not follow it anymore. And you, I mentioned the city council. You said the what? So you know what, and that's fine.
Yeah,
because you're baseball, and this is where your heart and love lies. And your wife is a saint for putting up with all this.
Yeah, I tell you what, she is working so hard right now. She's waking me up in the middle of the night, going, "Did you remember this one?" Or we're having coffee in the morning.
She's working for the
45s right now, volunteering to get everything. Or she's between jobs right now, and so.
Okay, now food.
Yes, things food.
It's more than just hot dogs and hamburgers
and hamburgers. Yeah. This year you're going to be getting we're working in coordination with R&R Meats. They're going to be our exclusive meat provider. So we're going to have prime rib sandwich night, we're going to have tri-tip sandwich night, we're going to have half chicken night, and those rolls we'll be serving those on are becoming from the hearth. These are local businesses taking care of local business. And we're working with them. We're going to be having Mount Shasta Spring Water is going to be our spring water this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we try to do as much like you and I were talking offline.
Yeah.
Everything local. This is our community. This is what we're doing. It isn't about – we're not always trying to cut the fattest hog here. We want the people to walk in and support each other in our community. And it's hard because, I got a call from someone else that said, hey, I'd like you to – try my sausages or my hot dogs or something like this, and there's lots of people
here. Yeah.
And so sometimes you get faced with difficult choices, but ultimately my singular focus right now is the experience of you, the fan, when you walk in our gate. When you come in there, that place is going to be clean. It's going to be convenient. It's going to be comfortable. And we want you to enjoy that. You can know that when you leave your car and you walk in there, you're going to have a nice evening. And when it's over, you're going to walk out of there with a smile on your face. I want to see kids running and laughing and having fun.
Rick, this has been – the interview has covered future, security, what's going on there in food and all that. What we ought to do is have Nate and the team here break this down and put it on your website as Talk to the Coach.
Oh, yeah.
And just play this thing. If you've got questions, and have it broken down to, food and security and all that.
Absolutely.
So they can just listen to what you've said here because it makes sense in the fact that people – there's – if you like baseball, even if baseball is not your favorite sport,
right?
Why not come out and just have a good time?
Well, our philosophy has always been to help these players become better ball players for when they go back to their school for the following year. We've taken that attitude this year with coaching as well. I am not going to be coaching on the field this year. We've got a young man coming in from the University of Pacific. His name is Mike Walker. And Barrick Fasking, who's our pitching coach for the last 3 years, they're going to be running the team. And we want to help them improve their career opportunities in coaching. Also, Justin Sabizma is coming over from Shasta College. He's going to be coaching first base for the team.
Cool.
So, these guys are younger guys, can relate to the younger players.
You mean you're taking that part of the baseball game out where Rick Bassetti runs out and bumps the umpire and kicks dirt on the umpire, and the umpire kicks dirt on you, and you're both spittle on each other's faces? We're not going to see that this year?
No, you might see it out of Mike. I don't know. I mean,
your face is red.
I know.
This is the first time I've seen your face red in 8 years. But we're not going to see that.
No, you're not going to see that. I will miss that.
Some of
that's for the fans.
Oh, of course it is.
Some of that's for the fans.
What was it I saw? They run out there and he's screaming in his face, "Hey, where'd you go to dinner last night?" Guy's looking at him. He goes, "Hey, no. He says, "You." And he's shaking his fist. And he goes, "No, I'm just wondering." He says, "Oh, fan son." He goes, "Yeah."
Yeah.
He says, "Get out of here. I'll throw you out." And he,
That happened to me personally. when I was Lou Brock's backup, I always played day games after night games and against tough left-handed pitchers. We went into the Dodgers. Don Sutton was pitching. It was a day game after a night game, and Lou said, "Get your rest tonight, kid, because you're in there tomorrow." I show up at the ballpark, and Lou is penciled to start and play, right? And I said, whoa, Lou must have changed his mind. So I'm sitting down on the end of the bench, and Lou walks up first pitch of the game, and umpire calls it a strike. And so he steps out, and he starts gesticulating to the umpire. The umpire points back the box, and Lou gets back in the box. Next pitch, and Lou steps out, and he gets tossed. And the coach goes, Bassetti, grab a bat. 5 years later, I'm over in Hawaii for a super teams competition, and Steve Yeager, who was the catcher, goes, did you know what Lou was doing? I said, what? Lou walks up to the plate, and he says Dick Stella was the umpire, and he says, Dick, that guy's making me play a day game after night. I don't want to be here. So wherever the first pitch is, you call it a strike. And he stepped out after that, and he goes, okay, Dick, now wherever the second one is, you call it a strike, and I want you to run me. And he steps back in, next pitch. So I get to go up and face Don Sutton with two strikes.
So did you get hit?
No, he threw me a curveball, my knees buckled, and I walked back to the dugout.
That stuff happens. Those are names that I know.
Yeah.
And that you know.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people out there right now that are playing baseball or cup following baseball. They're going,
who's Dick Stello? Who's
Sutton, they may know. And Lou Brock.
And Lou Brock,
Of course, and Rick Bassetti. Anyway, the world famous. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Rick, thanks a lot for stopping by.
Thank you so much for all your support for the 45s. We're growing. We're going to continue to grow. And all I can do is encourage the people, if you've got kids, bring them out to the ballpark. They will have a good time.
You know, who knows where this can go to?
And you will have a good time.
Everybody will. You know what? So, and like I'm telling our listeners, too, is those nights we're not using those season tickets, we're going to be giving them away to our fans.
Oh, fantastic.
To our listeners, too. So we'll always have some people in those seats.
Good.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rick.
Thank you.
Hey, we've got a lot of stuff going on tomorrow and this week. The sheriff's coming on Thursday. We've got a pro-life guy. We had a discussion about the right to die for people that are ill, you know, adults like this. And now we've got the other side of it this Friday about keeping people alive. Anyway, Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Back
down. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He says the Obama administration better get its act together and come up with a real strategy for defeating ISIS. House Speaker John Boehner says the latest ISIS advance truly is alarming, or at least it should be.
When a major city in Iraq, Ramadi, gets overrun by ISIL, and the administration says, well, it's just a temporary setback. It's 70 miles from Baghdad.
Boehner says it's clear the president is not taking the threat seriously. Police say some kind of turf war led to Sunday's deadly biker brawl at a Waco, Texas restaurant. Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton says a coalition of several biker groups was holding a meeting when members of another gang arrived uninvited.
When those individuals showed up, there was a disturbance in the parking lot, and I mentioned that early on. We thought that was about a parking issue. We still believe that may have been what it was.
Nine bikers were killed in the melee, Swanton says.